This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck four,
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Say what? Indeed. Hang on. Back this up. I've known Doc for a long time. I'm pretty sure you're not Doc, whoever you are.
This isn't the Amazonian sportswear startups office, is it? I've come to the wrong meeting. Oh, man.
Oh, do you know there is three things I love in this world? One is love.
Yeah.
Two is Luke Courtier. And three is how much I love Luke Courtier.
Buddy! Mate, I'm so good, man. I'm so good. It reminds me of three things I love in this world. One is Hugh Joseph. Two is my cat Montgomery, who passed away back in 2008.
Oh, big ups.
And three is how much I love Hugh Joseph.
Yes! Oh, if only I could bring back Paul Montgomery.
He's all right. He's all right. Life, mortality was never for him.
Oh, no. Was it his anniversary recently or something? Did you just say?
You know what? I kind of saw it. It was raining and I was at Hyde Park and I sort of saw this tree and I saw a cat up it. And I said, Montgomery, is that you? And the cat said, no, it's me, David. You've got the wrong cat.
Such a sad story.
Yeah, because it doesn't really have an ending.
Do you see Montgomery in the face of every kitten?
Yeah, some in like the face of really like misfigured kittens.
Yeah, oh.
You know, like not handsome kittens.
No.
He wasn't a handsome guy.
Wasn't he?
But he, you know, he was cool. He used to tell us he was there when he came into the room.
He'd just rock it out.
Just be like, yo, what's up,
lads? What up?
And he'd get in, you know, he never got in any fights. Yeah, never caught any mice.
Oh, just a gentle
just
cat.
Just a cool guy, man.
Just a
cool guy.
Why don't we dedicate today to Montgomery,
Let's do. Let's do it. Let's
Montgomery.
Do it.
If we had 40s right now, we could pour someone else stoop out of respect. But we don't. All we have is each other. And do you know what? That's enough, Luke Courtier.
Man, that is enough, Hugh Joseph.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very good, man. I'm very good.
I'm a little bit upset that we're only catching up over work things.
I know.
What do real friends
I
do,
know.
Luke?
They catch up over Aperol spritzes.
That's right.
That's what they do.
Can we at least do that after the show today?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and some of those nice green olives.
Ooh, bless.
Ooh, take them green, keep them keen.
Oh.
Is what they say.
I don't think they do.
No.
Do they?
Well,
and I've eaten quite a few olives.
Well, it depends who you're talking to and how, you know, whereabouts on the Amalfi Coast you are, really.
And whereabouts exactly what I need to be, I wonder.
In the really bloody nice bit.
In the really bloody nicest, that's right. Sorry, man, how are you? It's lovely to see you.
Yeah, man, I'm good, it's going well. I just did a little play about some cactuses on Sunday at the Arcola, so I've got loads of cactus thorns in me.
Really?
They're a metaphor for babies.
Whoa, back it up like a U-Haul truck, my friend.
Yeah.
You did a play about cacti.
I did a one-off play about some cacti.
And that were metaphors for babies.
Metaphors for babies, yeah.
And you've been stabbed with metaphorical cactus babies.
Yeah, I thought I'd kind of just hug it, like, just in some of the lines. I'd say things like, you know, my cactus, he's just not very good at being a good cactus. And I kind of hugged it, and then I was kind of going for the acting. You know, when you're like, I just want to mean this. Like, I want everyone to be like, look at that guy, acting. And so I just hugged it into my chest, and then I just had so many cactus thorns in me.
It's a real metaphor for love, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, man.
It's like this little thing you got to take care of, and you look after, and then you nurture it, and then it stabs you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like a
cactus baby?
Angry cactus baby.
Really
I can't
angry.
Do the simile. There aren't any similes for love, baby.
Oh, a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun today. So obviously Luke is filling in for Doc Brown today.
Yeah.
He's going to be with us for the next 2 hours, which is amazing news. We've got all the usual features coming up. The Bandit. We want to get you guys involved. You can just tweet out any shout outs you want. You want to say big ups, Montgomery the cat. Tweet at FUBAR Radio, and you can email hd@fubarradio.com as well. Today also another bit of a milestone for FUBAR Radio. Just hit 10,000 followers on Twitter.
Woo!
What you know about 10,000 followers. That's so cool.
Yeah, man. You can do a lot with 10,000 followers.
You sure can.
You can form a fire brigade.
Really? Even a lot of different parts. You know, might be someone going, oh, we're like, oh, one person short, but that follows in South Africa or something.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You kind of have to get them together. And also, I imagine most of them just want to slide down the pole.
They do. Yeah. And firefighters, aren't they? Don't they like start fires so they can put them out? Not a bit sketchy.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, see what the guys say. You always got to listen into their combos.
Really? Yeah,
really do. And just be like, hey, lads, how's it going? Any fires going on?
Yeah, like a crime journalist that reports the murder before it's happened.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
No,
go, look, mate, trust me. Calm down at bloody Camden Town.
It's like you're having premonitions.
I
was actually watching House of Cards.
Ooh, nice.
with a very, very perceptive friend of mine recently.
Nice.
And because if you haven't seen House of Cards, it's Kevin Spacey. He's amazing. Basically what he does is while he's manipulating everybody in the, because it's all about the White House, and he's a governor and politician and yada yada.
Yeah.
So while he's manipulating everybody, he sort of turns off and then he talks directly to camera. So it's kind of like you feel like you're just, it's him and you. You're seeing inside this world, but it's him and you.
It's like if we were talking and I'd be like, ah, yeah, Hugh, here's some great radio chat. And then I turned to camera and I went, me and Hugh are talking.
Here's some great radio chat. Hey guys, so what coming up next? I've got some great radio chat.
Radio chat. Yeah.
So I was watching House of Cards with my very, very perceptive friend talking about premonitions.
Yeah.
And then they turned around to him and they were like, so wait, I'm just trying to like follow this. Does he? He's got like superpowers and can see the future. And I was like, no, he's manipulating people. Look, just don't worry. Just look at the pictures. You don't have to read the book. Just look at the pictures.
In mid 16th century Restoration comedy, I believe you find it's called an aside, Barry. You might have said.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There we go. All right, well, we're going to jump into it straight away up next. What are we doing? Oh, no, they didn't. We love this. We're always looking at people doing crazy things, and you are not going to believe where this DJ has had a pizza delivered to you. You're not going to believe it. That's coming up next. Here is local legend. We love her. Her name's Espa. Incredible singer, all-round talented human being. Check her out online if you haven't already. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph, Luke Courtier with you.
Because you won't respond. Why you gotta run? Always had to jump the gun. There don't need to be no drama. Just tell me what went wrong. Break this silent song. It's been a minute since we spoke. You left a fire without the smoke. Wasn't even on my mind. The thought of letting you go. Didn't get to say goodbye. I guess you'd rather be alone. Wasn't on. Branches from the same tree, but you forgot your room. Things got kinda heavy. You said I was deadly, like poison run right through.
Mystic all the time. You don't ever listen when I rhyme. You don't ever hear me when I sing songs for you. We're just going back and forward, this is ping pong for you. And I've seen you hit the net a couple times. False accusations been corrected a couple times. I show affection but you're blind. All my inhibitions kinda messing with my mind. So I'm sipping till I'm different. Then I text you my reply to that stuff you sent a week ago. You don't understand it but you read it though. I don't wanna vanish but I need to go. Need to find somebody that can feed my soul. Maybe I just gotta be more careful with the seeds I sow.
Oh, real legend, Esper. Big fan of her. 141, that is, featuring Bonkers on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday round. I keep an eye out. If you haven't heard of her before, I went and saw her play recently at Hoxton Bar and Grill. She's amazing. And she's been doing some secret collabs with Craig David and people like that. So she's a real legend and a totally lovely lady as well. Look her up.
I will. She's great.
Luc Courtier, I want to ask you, are you a big fan of ordering food in, ordering takeaway? Or if not now, have you ever been?
Do you know what? I think back in the day, I might have been. These days, I like to go out, claim my food. I go out, claim my ingredients. I come back, I cook up a fine spag bol.
Oh, bless.
So I'm not your guy. I don't do, you know, drop it to me by drone on a mountaintop.
No.
I do. Let me go hunt it. And then I come back and I
forage
assemble.
For it and marks and sparks.
Yeah. Mark, I walk up. I say, hello, Dad. Where's your tarragon? Because I need me some.
Yes. With your Hessian recycle bags. Of course.
Yeah.
I judged the shit out of someone the other day. I didn't even realise I was doing it. I was at the self-serve checkout thing at my local Tesco with my Hessian bags, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And there was someone next to me, and I realised I was, like, giving them death stares. And I was like, ooh. And they looked at me weird, and I was like, oh, sorry. I didn't realise I was, like... And I realised that I was judging the shit out of them for using plastic bags.
Oh, nicely ooh. Done. Nicely done. Yeah, I like that.
Because I still use plastic bags all the time. That's what I walked away feeling like a real piece of crap about. I was like, dude, this was just one of the... probably one in four occasions that I've remembered to bring my Hessian bag.
I mean,
I usually don't.
You know, you can. I tend to avoid it. I just whack my chorizo in my Herschel bag.
Yeah,
and off I cycle. You know, but
and you've got those amazing cargo pockets for all little things for like truffles and stuff like that.
Hell yeah, I do.
It's my truffle pocket.
Not clearly part of a well-defined demographic.
Oh, no. The worst thing in the world! I put Turkish delight in my truffle pockets. No. What have I done?
No, there were pigs that foraged for that.
What about maybe I mean, I guess a lot of guys, when you get a little bit older, you do tend to cook a little bit more and stuff too. Because especially if you got, like, you know, the babes like, hey, your turn to cook. And you go, sweet, what do you want, korma or Rogan Josh? I'm ordering now. They're like, ooh. No, your turn to cook. But do you think it's more of like a university thing? Or maybe when you're a bit younger, like you order a lot of pizzas, or you order just takeaway? Or
I don't know, man. I've just spotted all these Deliveroo guys who kind of rock along, and they're like, where do you want me to go and get your honest burger? Like, they'll just turn up with some seriously nice food. So I've started, I just haven't quite yet got ahead on it. I think I'm now, I need to rediscover it as a more refined luxury. Because you kind of go, I don't want to do Just Eat, because that's kind of, I always thought that's kind of horrid.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe I should
just... It
can
be hit and miss.
Yeah. So I thought this delivery seems like great. I'd like some black cod from Nobu, please. And then your man, Michael, gets on his bike.
Yeah.
And off he jets, comes back with some black cod. You say,
loves
thanks
it.
Ever so much, Michael.
No black balloons have gone into the sky because he's come in a car.
Exactly.
It's perfect. He's
shaken by the hand. Do you say, Michael, come again same time next Tuesday?
Basically, another metaphorical Hessian bag has just delivered you
just
a beautiful little
just
vegan tofu salad.
Another. Michael, you're my Hessian bag. I hope you know that. I do love you, though. I think you're great. Yeah. The kind of the New England Kevin Spacey. That's how he sounds, isn't it? That would be it. Kevin Spacey in House of Cards.
Because it's pretty crazy now as well that you can order so much. Like, you can get your McDonald's, KFC, everything delivered. I remember years and years ago, me and a couple of lads got pizza delivered to a cinema. Just thought, oh, and they were just like, and they'd organised and just said, oh, text when you're out, when you're here, we'll run out. So they went out to the little exit door, and we were like, this is the best thing in the
world.
Super
fly.
But I think that's been quite easily trumped by a story I was reading today about a guy. Now, he's actually a pretty well-known dubstep DJ. And if you don't know what dubstep is, it kind of sounds like Transformers having sex.
Ooh, nice.
I think that's a... I'm pretty sure that's a Transformers. Is that what happens?
Yeah, I think that is it. I mean, the last time I was watching it, that was what they were doing. They were the Transformers. There's a certain niche viewing material you can find where you can cross-reference that sound effect. So, you know, not that I was watching it long, but it was very similar.
Very similar. it's pretty much what it sounds like. Anyway, so his name's DJ Artwork, and I just love this story because it's really a true testament of someone that just daring to dream and everything coming together at the right time. Yeah. Which was not a dubstep Transformer sex pun either. I just want to make that very clear. No, we're staying away from that now.
Yeah, because they're very technical to make those kind of puns.
Very, very technical. but what he's done, this is pretty amazing. So he's been on the train. It was a 5-hour journey. He's coming from Glasgow to Sheffield, and he didn't realise when he got on the train that there was no food cart, and that's 5 hours.
Yeah.
So that's actually, especially if you get on the train hungry, 5 hours without food, that's like a massive first world problem. You're like got issues there, my friend. You know what I mean? So
what'd he do?
Well, pretty ingenious. He started off because he is literally quite a well-known dubstep DJ. So he quite a lot of thousands of followers and stuff. He was tweeting his followers going, hey, do you reckon anybody could maybe meet me at a train stop and just bring me some bits and bobs and I'll run out, high five you, can anyone help? And there was a few hit and misses. And then he had this idea, what about if I order a pizza and get them to come and meet me at one of the train stops and just see if this works? And it bloody did.
Yeah.
Amazing. So he basically live tweeted the whole thing. It's gone like massively viral now. Because people were like, that's actually kind of genius.
Yeah.
That's absolutely brilliant.
So he just ran out of the train, picked it up, come get back on the train, and off the train went.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Right. 100%.
Good man.
What a guy.
A man who dared to dream.
He really did.
I think that's that. There's a whole drone thing, though, because Amazon are trying to get the drones going on.
Oh, they scare the hell out of
me. You know,
they're
trying to be like, why would you like your pizza? It's just mounted on top of the train.
Oh, now they scare me. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of, oh, by the way, here, we're just collecting some data from you.
Yeah.
You're wearing a blue shirt. Yeah. And we'll use that for some algorithms.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. It's not right, is it?
No, man. No.
They scare me enough, let alone that they've just released a dildo drone.
Have they?
Yeah. So it's for masturbating. So it's not, I don't think it's for like you're chasing your partner around the flat or anything like that.
Do you know?
Supposedly for yourself. But I mean, again, it's just like old droning out of control.
Apparently they're very loud, those sort of mounted sex toys. I knew someone, a pal of a pal, did a very big advert, and then he was like, oh, I've got loads of money, I think I'll buy a mechanised sex toy and a motorbike licence. And as you do. And I remember talking to my pal, and he's like, yeah, he's so happy, but it's very loud, his mechanised sex toy.
Right.
And the house was rumbling and little bits of concrete, because you get this bit like dubstep.
Right.
And
machines having sex.
Apparently very effective.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't try it.
No?
I might have fallen onto it once or twice, but I didn't try it purposely.
I'm so curious to find out what it was.
Me too. I think it's like the darkest.
You fell on it and you don't know what it was. I reckon you've just blocked that memory out.
It was very pleasurable. Something from the darkest corners of Amazon.
you've definitely blocked
it out. I just remember unicorns. Unicorns dancing.
Is that what happens when you bang your head?
Yeah, unicorns dancing, and then, you know, like the old Tintin cartoons?
Yeah,
Professor Calculus comes along, and we have a long chat about... this is just quite easy maths.
How did we go? Pizza deliveries to some wild stuff.
So it got pre-watershed. Pre-watershed.
They did.
Pre-watershed.
Anyway, what we want to do here, we want to hear from you guys. Because this guy is very, very easily trumped what I thought was a pretty wild success story of getting pizza delivered to the cinema. Yeah. He's got pizza delivered to a train. We want to know, what is the weirdest or best place you've ever had food delivered? Or maybe it could have been a story you've heard of, might have been you personally. anything like that. Let us know your stories. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio. You can email hd@fubarradio.com, and we'll get your stories up very, very soon.
Tell us your stories.
100%. I do, every now and then. I think when I drank, when I had hangovers and stuff, I'd wake up and order food, but it would always, something would turn up, and I'd always just be like, oh, this looks disgusting.
It's the delay, isn't it? You've got a bit of time.
Do it now.
To question your judgment, and then it comes.
But I don't do, and that's been one of the best things about me, not, you know, I don't drink very much anymore, so it's just like, cool.
That's why you look so fine.
Really?
Yeah, like your cheekbones are bouncing out of your face.
Oh my God, bless.
Whoa.
Oh gosh.
I was about to say, what kind of contouring pen do you use? Because I need it.
We need some Usher in our lives.
Yeah, we do.
Some Usher in our lives right away, Le Courtier.
Yeah, we do.
You're on FUBAR.
See the thing about you that caught my eye is the same thing that makes me change my mind. Kinda hard to explain, but girl, I'll try. Need to sit down, this may take a while. See this girl, she sorta looks just like you. She even smiles just the way you do. So innocent she seemed, but I was fooled. I'm reminded when I look at you, but you remind me of a girl that the one for me, till I found out she was on her creep. Ooh, she was sexing everyone but me. This is why we could never be.
Feel bad if a female is performing a sexual act on me and it's taking too long.
Yeah, when you're and doing like, a oral or handy, you don't want to be doing it for too long.
20 minute blowjob, I'd get a bit bored.
If it's 20 minutes, you should have like an interval or something.
Have tea.
Ice cream.
You a little ice cubes with a little flat spoon.
You have a manager come in going, okay, guys, good first half.
You're not doing enough with the balls, babe.
And she's going, okay. Got this.
Pump.
Go. Back of the net.
Every Wednesday.
Kane and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
Quite possibly Hugh Joseph and Luke Courtier.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely man, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're my bro partner for life.
Man, absolutely.
My bro life partner.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bro life. It sounds like a nice tech startup.
Luke Courtier, now, be completely honest.
Yeah.
Do you think that we're tough guys?
Yeah, I've always thought, sorry, let's just drop it down.
I think we're pretty good.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah.
Because I don't really consider myself much of a tough guy. And even though you're quite big, you're quite tall, and you've got a bit like a broad shoulders,
just for
you still seem like quite a gentleman.
Just a gentleman at heart, yeah.
But you are also, well,
Turf Mudder.
I'm running Turf Mudder on Sunday, which 2 to 6 months ago was like the best idea ever. And all I was doing was high-fiving all the lads and being like, lads, mate, Turf Mudder. And now I'm really scared because I think I might break.
Yeah, well, I mean, for people who don't know, Turf Mudder is basically like an SAS-built, approved obstacle course. It goes for approximately, what is it, 13 miles?
13 miles.
There's all sorts of crazy stuff.
There's like some, like, you have to climb a wall. There's apparently loads of mud. And you get electrocuted at the end if you're not careful. There's a whole thing. You have to run. Apparently get electrocuted. There's barbed wire. Apparently you have to go through water that's really cold. None of these things I've put on my portfolio of desired activities, I'll be honest.
Why? You said 2 to 4 months ago this seemed like a good idea. How did that ever seem like a good idea?
Well, you know, now I think about it. Now I think back to the conversations I was having. I think I was convinced by a series of very peculiar arguments that at the time. I just think everyone was using big words, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, taken up with it.
I think it was the tough part that got you, mate.
Yeah.
I think you were like, oh, I want to be tough guy.
I want to be tough. Now I could do with a sort of gentle mutter, a sort of mediumly challenging mutter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a tough one.
Yeah, like brisk walk in the park on a very windy day, mudder.
Yeah, like sort of walking up to the top of Primrose Hill and going, oh, that's a bit of one on the thighs there, boys.
Yeah. Or like a light jog.
A light jog
up Primrose Hill.
A light jog on Primrose Hill.
Getting up the time, oh, I need a fag. Oh, I don't even smoke.
Oh, phew. Oh, look, there's that nice pub. Let's go there.
Are you concerned at all? Because, I mean, I've known quite a few people now that have done Turf Mudder, and all of them have been people that have, like, you know, either run marathons or have done a lot of swim or some stuff where they've just kind of already done some, in my mind. Like, you know, like my limit is like probably 5K run, a 10K run max. So for me, anything past that, I'm like, oh, you're a serious exerciser. Can you do that sort of stuff? Or?
I can run, you know, if I've got a good audiobook on, I can run for a bit. I can do it. I've done a little couple of half marathons, things like that. So I can sort of do that. But
what audiobook? I'm really curious to find out what audiobook you got to listen to when you're doing Turf Mudder.
Well, you know, I thought maybe Stephen Fry reading the Harry Potters or the Philip Pullman Holocaust Northern Lights, both excellent audiobooks.
Maybe something with Morgan Freeman, because it might be a bit calming while you're getting electrocuted.
Bit calming. Just calming. Yeah. Gentle words.
Yeah. Oh, and then the chicks, they come out of the world, the shells.
There I'm going, speak to me, Morgan.
Great Morgan Freeman impersonation. Do you like that?
I loved it, man.
The chicks.
Why don't you
chicks
speak?
Come out and the gold man and do it. The chickens. What? Man, all of a sudden, they're chickens. I'm from Morgan Freeman. Buy my books.
I can do heaps. Just throw anyone at me. I can do any impersonation.
What about Sarah Palin? Do a Sarah Palin.
Hey, I'm Sarah Palin. Now, bonjour, everybody. Do a little politicking. Right, here we go.
What about
we mass communicate now, man. So I have no politicking. Yeah.
What about Gordon Brown?
Hello, chaps.
Mate, that's such great range. How do you do it? How'd you get an acting range like that?
I'd like to say years of training, but the truth is, it was years of training.
Yeah, that's it, man.
That's about it,
my
bro.
You study that. You got to study that. You soak it up like a sponge.
Yeah. Hey, that's amazing. I'm really proud of you for doing Turf Mudder. Is there any kind of reward? And I don't mean personal reward, because of course there's not.
I think basically, as far as I know, it means you get to go to pubs in Fulham and like just know people, because they'll all have done it.
Of course.
So like, you could rock up to like the Jam Tree in Chelsea and be like, lads, Turf Mudder, and everyone would drop what they're doing, turn around and give you a high five.
Yeah, I like that.
So yeah, that's, you know, if that's the kind of crowd you're into.
Do you get t-shirts?
Yeah, I think I'll probably get a t-shirt.
Do you reckon, like...
Yeah, I'd like a t-shirt, man.
I'd quite like a t-shirt. You can hustle me.
Pick you up one.
Or a sweatband or something. You can just, like, dip it in mud when you're there for me.
I'll ask. I'll finish. I'll be like, look, I'm awfully muddy and tired, but can I get one for my friend Hugh?
Please.
Well?
Please.
That's how I'll say. That's
I'll sponsor you. But do people sponsor you? Or?
They should have done. I haven't asked yet. Because I was in denial about it for a while.
Yeah. It seems like something like you're putting yourself through these excruciating obstacles, all these different things, and then for
what?
Yeah.
Self-respect.
It just
redemption.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Yeah.
Viability.
Yep.
evaporate. I don't know. No, I don't know.
I don't know. It seems like something people go, I'd do that if it's like going to, you know, cancer research or something. Good on you, mate. I'm really proud of you. I'll never do it. So at least I can like get close to your muddy coattails all the way.
Yeah, ride them.
I'm gonna, babe.
Ride them.
I'm gonna. Brought my helmet. I did. I'm gonna ride.
You'll need your helmet because it's tough out there.
It certainly is. Tough mudder. Oh, good on you, mate. Very proud of you. Hey, we've got a few tweets coming in now, so we're getting to those up next. We want to know from you, what is the weirdest place or the best place that you've had food ever delivered to? A dubstep producer, DJ Artwork. He is such a legend for doing this. He had a 5-hour train journey, Glasgow to Sheffield, and wasn't any food on the train, so he ordered a pizza, and it met him at one of the stops in between, and it all worked out. DJ Artwork got fed. We want to know if you can trump that, or if you've got any other great stories about food deliveries. Hit us up, tweet at Fubar Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com, and we'll get your stories up right after Stormzy. Here we go. Know me from on Fubar.
Yo, Zed on production. I don't even know what to say.
Okay. Paintings on my WhatsApp and my iPhone too. The brown skin girls and the white ones too. Hello. Girls love me and I love them too. I was on the rolls when Dizzy made I Love You. We'll talk about me, but hashtag Merch. Can't chat about speed, like my cabman search. Shout out to my big bro Wiley, that's a bad man from early.
Real bad man.
Look, I'm a boss man like Birdie, I'm a bad man like Shirley.
I've got gun, Phil.
Shirley.
If Graham's dead, then how am I here? How? Big man like me with a beard, look, how am I scared?
How can I?
God's wrath is the only power man fear. Couples gang man and shower man here. Shower man down in my shower man gear. Yeah. Talk about me, you better hashtag problem. Adidas creps, don't ask where I got them. Don't ask where they are, don't ask if I copped them. I go half of my team, I go half of my squad. Where'd you get Rolly from? I do not know this Don. Where do you know me from? Out here like the road deep song, man, I'm trying to put my coldies on. I do not know this Don. Where do you know me from? Can't chat about gal, I get loads of that.
True.
Man, know I'm a beast on stage. Don't make man go back to culture clash.
What we say? Boy, man, fucking no. What we say, everybody? Yeah?
What? Man, I overgassed. Dark skin boy, man, I over black. Too real crazy, you're known for that. Talk about peas, but you owe me that. Man, I'm not real like that. Yeah. Real talk, man, I get killed like that. Yeah. Man, I talk rectal, man, I get caught in the flesh. Look, man, I'm not built like that. We all know you're a good child. So pull out your jeans, get off the street and go do your mum proud. Go get a job and don't come out your house. Mum, look, I don't rate them boys. Bare waste man, bare pagan boys. I come to your team and I fuck shit up. I'm David Moyes. Look, I'm a lord of the mic. And I ain't been lord of the mics. Can't chat about bars, can't chat about flow, car, man, I done all of that hype. What? Where'd you get Rolly from? I do not know this Don. Where do you know me from? Out here like the road deep song, man, I'm trying to put my coldies on. Where do you know me from? 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 Yo! I big up Wiley. That's the pay homage to the Godfather. Yeah?
Do you reckon?
My name is Stormzy. My name is The Problem.
Yeah, cool.
My name is Big Mike.
My name is Big Mike.
My name is Stiff Chocolate. My name is Wicked Gang Man, live in the flesh. Boy.
Know me from? Where do you 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 know me from? Where do you...
Oh, Stormzy there, Fubar, Tuesday Roundup.
Where do I know him from?
Hugh Joseph and Doc Brown. I don't know, that's where...
I don't know.
It's the worst, isn't it?
Ooh, might have met him out jogging.
Does that happen to you, like, you know, when you've met someone and then you've gone, oh, don't really know?
don't really know.
How do I?
I tend to get quite bad at that. Apparently, Christian Louboutin said, what you have to do is, when you don't know their names, is, why do I know this? is you reach down and you go, ah, pardon moi, I have to tie my shoelace. And apparently, when you're tying your shoelace, you will remember their name. And if not, your companion will be able to use some conversational wangling to elicit their name from them.
Oh, yeah. So you definitely need a combo. You need to team up with someone.
Yeah, yeah. You need a combo. So that's what Christian does.
Okay, right. Yeah, because I used to have that with, I just had a few short-term memory issues, right? So I would quite often, I would just forget people's names. Yeah. I could remember faces and be like, oh, vaguely.
Yeah.
So me and my ex-fiance, big deal. But we, I know, just, you know, we tried our best, but, you
drop
know,
that in there.
Sometimes, I guess, the wings that love flies on just get broken.
I know those wings.
And then sometimes you just have to just roll over, put the flames out with
put
those
them out.
Broken wings.
Put them out.
So anyway, me and my ex, we had this, we had a code, right? We had a code that if ever we were out and I was like chatting to someone going, hey, and I would always go, turn to her and go, oh, have you met Jenny? And the Jenny would go, ding, hi, I'm Jenny, what's your name?
Super clever. That's clever. That's way clever, man.
Yeah, that is clever, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So we had a little thing. It worked a lot. It was good. It was very, very good. And so, but what also is quite clever is how Dubstep DJ, DJ Artwork... He got a pizza delivered to the train. He was getting the train journey from Glasgow to Sheffield, and there was no food on the train, so we got a pizza delivered. So we've been asking you, we want to know your best or weirdest place you've had food delivered to, or maybe it's just an amazing delivery story. Even better, maybe you are a delivery person.
Oh, yeah.
That we would like to hear from a delivery person themselves. You could tweet us at Fubar Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. Do you know, I was a delivery person
for
a
while.
Yeah, when I was maybe, I think I just got my first whip, my first gangster whip, and it was like a little Mitsubishi Mirage welter.
Nice. And you just rocked around and were like,
yeah, delivered pizzas. There was it was kind of interesting. Like, you turn up sometimes and it's pretty sketchy. Oh, I'm so sorry. I've left my phone on. I'm sorry. That's the first time I've ever done it.
God.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's like at the opera.
I'm very embarrassed.
It's like at the opera.
It is worse.
This is worse. Vivaldi, and you've just taken the call.
Yes. You are definitely the Vivaldi of radio, Luke.
Yeah, I am.
Ironically, you probably are. You probably are. I would give you that. I would. If anybody goes, who's the Vivaldi of radio? I would say Luke Courtier, without a doubt.
I'll take
but
that.
There was a couple of dudes as well that took a bit of a shining to me, and that always like order pizza and try to get me to come into their house and like, no, stay, man, stay. We're getting stoned and having beers and hanging. I was like, yeah, driving, working. Don't know you, scared of you.
Work.
You're 15 years older than me. I'm like 18. You guys are in your late 30s. Don't know how I feel about this.
Desperately trying to reclaim our youth.
Yeah.
We got some tweets, Hugh. We got some
amazing
sweet tweets. First one is about food drop-offs. Hey, Luke and Hugh. Oh, hey. I've added that bit in there. Oh, hey, it was me. I once ordered Chinese food to a park bench. We called them up, ordered a sweet and sour chow mein to a bench me and my friend was getting baked at.
Oh.
What made it worse is we ordered it from a Chinese we could see from the bench and were too lazy to go over and order. Harry.
Do you know what I think that gets?
I think he's cool.
That gets a slow clap.
I think he's a cool
Harry,
guy.
That is just amazing.
I like
Look
that.
Getting
high on a bench.
Oh, that's 100 metres of walking I am not willing to put in today.
I'd be so high on a bench.
Do I hear a song coming on?
Oh, yeah, man, it's so
high
close.
High on a bench.
High on a bench. I'm just Harry. High on a bench. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, where does it go next?
High on a bench, chilling with my ranch, doing lots of fixy stuff on my bench.
Oh, tonight. Hugh.
That's all I got.
I enjoyed that. Let's hear another tweet, see if we can get some.
Let's turn this next tweet.
Here we go. Food story. I was on a date with this girl. Ooh, yeah, you were. I added the yeah,
I
you
like
were.
Yeah.
We'd had a lovely date. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. And then we went
but
for.
But you didn't add that bit, did you?
I did, actually. And then we went for a little drive. We pulled up. Oh, Jamie, you're such a smooth guy. We pulled up in a secluded area, and things got a bit steamy. Afterwards, neither of us could be bothered to go anywhere, so we ordered some pizza to the car. The delivery guy looked so confused. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Jamie.
Well, like, confused that he's, like, he's delivering pizza to a car, or confused that he's...
Confused because they're post...
Two people have just asked them to come and watch him have sex, basically.
Sort of dogging via invitation.
It really is. Can you bring some food to my dogging party? Yeah.
Man, next time you're, like, rocking around and Jamie's like, oh, hey, babe, do you fancy going for a little drive?
Yeah.
Do you think one get things so steamy? Or the vernacular he uses. You should be like, absolutely I do. This looks fantastic. You know what's good about Jamie is his aftercare.
Yeah.
Clearly, if you have a one-night stand with Jamie in his car, which I assume is roomy.
He will feed you and drop you off.
There's aftercare. Yeah. Good man. Good lad.
Oh, that is amazing. I actually have had a picnic in a car before. I've gone out for a picnic to an ex-girlfriend from years and years ago.
Yeah.
This is again in my super, super tough Mitsubishi Mirage. But you know what that kind of car is, Mitsubishi Mirage?
It's got a nice little small one.
It's a very small one. They're not really that nice. They're just kind of small, but they're reliable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought it was a good little reliable first car. So we went out to some nice spot, like down the coast, and da-da-da, and it was raining so heavily, and there was nothing we can do because we weren't actually going to like an under sheltered part. So we were just like, put the seats down all the way in the front seats all the way.
Yeah.
Got the little blanket out.
Yeah.
Just had a little makeshift picnic on our own. It was blessed.
Did you invite people to watch you through the windows?
No, we did have a little bit of a kiss
and
a cuddle.
Yeah, you did.
That's it. It was like little bits of cheese and ham smooshed all over the windows, and it was amazing.
You see what Jamie's got in his tweet? He's got spin. He doesn't give you the nitty gritty details.
No.
He just makes it sound like a beaut experience.
Yeah.
We've got another tweet here. We've got a tweet. It says from Oliver. He says, "Hey Hugh and Luke.
Hey
Oliver." We added that bit. I ordered a pizza to Reading Festival. Is that weird?
I don't think that's weird. I think that's ingenious.
I think that's cool. How far did you make them come? Was it from Francomanca in Clapham?
Did you have to make? Did I have to buy a ticket as well? That'd be 160 quid to just get in.
Don't worry, buddy. We've got you covered. Actually, I don't know. Off you come.
Because otherwise, that could be a great. House. What if the next Reading there's like 2,000 pizza delivery jobs? No, I am just here to deliver a pizza. I don't need to buy a ticket. I'll just be in and out in 5 minutes.
I'm not here to watch some sweet Bieber.
Yeah.
But I might stay.
Well,
if he is playing Sorry acoustically,
I'll
listen to that.
Oh, that was too much. That was too much. Like, why did you have to paint that picture?
I'm so sorry to do that to you.
Why did you have to do
that?
But
what a track.
If we were in my Mitsubishi Mirage right now on a rainy lakeside little rainforest,
I would have killed the vibe.
No, you'd have been able to pick whatever out of the pick whatever you wanted out of the picnic basket, my friend. You could have anything. You go first.
Oh yeah.
Whew, it's getting hot in here. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, blimey. Well, you know, I feel like that delivery man on his little pedalo up to Reading Festival. Mm. You know, you could really start that. You could go to the I order pizza to the Hay Literary Festival.
Oh,
you could be like, oh lads, going to another book launch later on today. Let's get some pizzas in between. Everyone high fives.
Oh.
Up comes the man on his little.
You wouldn't
moped.
Get snubbed. You wouldn't get people. Wouldn't get Domino's.
No, I think
to a literary festival.
Well, you know what? You know, I think that's new cool.
Oh, full cycle.
New cool.
It's gone full cycle. I like that.
I think it's cool nouveau.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm all about.
I like that. Oh, I get it. So hipsterism now is about liking everything that everyone else does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Precisely.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
You remember that band from the 70s? You probably have heard of them. You know, Led Zeppelin. They were very, very big. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Like, I'm not into anything that's good at all.
You know Peter Sarsgaard, who sung "Where Do You Go to, My Lovely, When You're Alone in your bed?
Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to
look inside your head. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. I love that song.
We love him now. We can love him.
Yay!
That's it. That's cool nouveau, man. Woo! That's cool nouveau.
Feel good. All right, let's go to a track. And then up next, I do actually need to confess something rather serious to you. I've got an issue. I have an addiction. Seriously, I actually do have an addiction. So I just want to talk to you about it and just see if it's...
Cool, just on the...
I don't know if you know too much about these sorts of things, but I just feel like...
I mean, I am the Vivaldi of radio, so
you are.
I will be able to help.
Sure, you will. It's coming up next on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday Roundup.
With this, I become the deft again. Some fit. With this, I'm a rhythm mural on it.
nation. I rule over all my dead impersonations. Cause I've got it. I'm a man.
There with IT on Fubar. It's the Tuesday roundup. We've got the very, very lovely chap he is, Luke Courtier, filling in for Doc Brown, yeah. And Hugh with you here as well.
Man, good to be here.
It's
good to be
great
here.
To have you back, man.
Super, super fly to be here.
You're such a good guy because we are friends. We do have our own little bromance.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I feel like I can trust you to tell you something.
Hit me,
which
here.
I know that I have got my little slightly silly voice on, but I do have this kind of newfound addiction. Which is, I don't know if it's bad or not, but I know it's a bit of a thing for a lot of people, and I don't know if it's going to like spiral out of control bad, but I've only just very, very recently, like over the last month, for some reason, I don't know why, but I've just discovered online shopping.
Ooh.
And it's now gotten to the point where I'm like, because there's so many things I need. I just bought a bike. Yeah. Definitely need a helmet. Definitely need a lock. I need these things.
Yeah.
And I was like, someone was like, just get it off Amazon, man. It's so cheap. Massive variety. You just put in whatever it is. It brings up everything you need. And then bang, it's at your house.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, genius. Yeah. I don't even need to go to Westfield Stratford, which is a shame because I love it.
It's great. Great spot. So tell me, you've started rationally. So far, it's a rational story. You bought a bike, you bought a helmet, you bought the necessary particulars.
Backpack,
where
the LED lights.
Where did it start to spiral off?
Well, I just started like, well, and then there was things like, could probably do with a water filter.
Yeah,
but I need a water filter.
Reasonable.
Don't you think?
Still, you're still good, man. That's still within logical parameters. Where did it go next?
Well, it just started like it's just a few more things have turned up on my house. Like I've got like little little rock band. So it's got like guitars and little music clef confetti.
I mean, you are a man who works in the sphere of rock music, and you've been recording with a band, so that was still there. You didn't necessarily need it now, but you know, we're still there.
We're still in the ballpark, aren't we? We're still there. It's not that bad yet.
What happened next?
Well, then I forgot that I had also bought, because it's getting close towards now, of like buying stuff almost in my sleep.
Yeah.
Which there is actually a name for it, I forget, but we've talked about it on some other shows here at FUBAR, about there is actually a disorder for people that shop in their sleep, and some dude woke up with like a cardboard cut out of Lady Gaga and stuff like that.
Shoot, have you bought a scratching post for your cat that you don't have?
No. No, but I did wake up today though, and a very, very small long sleeve shirt had turned up, and I was like, just out of curiosity, I don't really even remember buying this. And I put it on, and I was like, this wouldn't even fit a child. This wouldn't even fit a big child. And I was like, oh man, this is getting out of control.
Yeah.
So there's been quite a few more things, and I have, but they were, like you said, they were getting rational.
Mm-hmm.
They were rational things. So I was like, oh, definitely need a backpack.
Yeah, you do.
Then I was like, actually, do you know what I do need?
Yeah.
That Luke Courtier has. He's got one of those guitar backpacks.
Oh, yeah.
I only have hard case for flights and stuff.
You need one of those.
I've got a bike now.
Yeah.
I need a guitar backpack.
Yeah.
Bought one.
Yeah.
Turned up. It was ripped. And I was like, well, it's all right. Never use that. Like, that's what you get for spending 12 quid on a backpack.
Did you buy Aragorn's sword from Lord of the Rings, the replica version?
No.
Oh, you see, you can get a whole set of three.
But, I mean, I did get, like, my... We had the... Three?
Yeah.
You can't actually get three?
Yeah, you can get his. You can get Boromir's out. What good will that do you? Boromir died pretty quick.
He did die. Yeah. No, I did get like a little replacement salt and pepper shakers because they were like matching steel ones.
Oh,
and my flatmate was like, oh, what was wrong with the other ones? And I was like, oh, well, it couldn't quite get just enough pepper out of it.
Do you have ones that
buzz?
Could
only get a little bit of pepper.
Do you have the ones that buzz and there's a torch?
No.
Because I got those ones.
Have you?
They are great.
You posh bastard.
I know.
How often do you crack pepper in the dark?
Not very often, but when I do.
You do now, but when I do now, it's off the chain.
I get the guys around, I turn out the lights and go, lads, who's having pepper?
Oh,
and
God.
I kind of sidle up in, and then I just turn the lights back on, it's normal.
Well, I mean, you never know when you're going to serve Bloody Marys at a party late at night.
Precisely.
And get a jump on the hangover the next day.
I mean, you've obviously been to my party.
So I think probably the worst things have been the salt and pepper shakers I definitely didn't need. The confetti was like, oh, probably didn't, because it was quite a big box turned up of it last week. The shirt turned up today that I completely forgot that I'd even bought, a long sleeve shirt that was like literally so small I could barely even fit it on my already pretty weeny body.
I love the idea of just getting a really, just being like, oh, it's such a beautiful long sleeve shirt that I'm going to buy for a smaller person who I don't know yet, but I might meet.
It said small. Like, I generally wear a small t-shirt unless I'm like going for that big baggy bag look, which I quite often do as well sometimes.
Yeah.
But I've got, like, even the t-shirt I'm wearing right now is a small.
I think you're fine, man. I think until you order the 1997 copy of The Bretts, the Christmas edition, turns up.
Amazing.
I think you're cool. You're cool. You can keep going. You can keep flirting with it.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm already on the edge.
Yeah, you are, but it's dangerous, though.
And it's exciting.
It's cool to be dangerous. Like, there's a thing. I'm being dangerous at Tough Mudder on Sunday.
You
can be dangerous with flirting with the idea of having a quite serious online shopping addiction.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I'm looking at it like so from a financial point of view. I'm like, oh no, this isn't a problem because it's like, it's not a problem because that confetti it was only like £2.20.
Have you ordered a stair slide yet?
Not yet.
Oh my God!
You can get those.
Oh yeah, you can.
What up, bunk beds?
You need
what up, bunk
stair
beds? And Luke comes with sleepovers. Bunk bed. We take turns. He's going down the slide. Whee!
Yeah.
Mate, pepper anyone? Turn the lights out. Whee!
Welcome to my house.
Hey, Luke. Now, I do. I've got one of your tracks here. I just hope you don't mind. We stole it quickly off your SoundCloud.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would love to. You are going to do a song for us a bit later on
I'm
as well.
I'm going to do a song later on.
But I did want to play this one as well. Tell us a bit about this one. What? This is the table length 5 minutes.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, it's about a 5 minute little track. It's I was kind of, when I was dating a lot, you know, before I met my girlfriend, I was kind of had a lot of experiences with dating, as I'm sure you have. And this kind of song, I kind of encapsulated it. Like this was how it was back then.
Brilliant. All right, can't wait to hear. And what's the name of this one?
It's Tabitha.
This is Tabitha.
It's Tabitha. Yeah.
Oh, bless you.
Brings back memories.
Check it out. This is Luke Courtier live, my friends. Not in the studio. Then he is in the studio.
Bluebird on King's Road. And we're both eating very large and very expensive prawn sandwiches. You catch my eye, and I get this extraordinary feeling that it's as if two very small wet dogs were running all the way down the back of my spine to my coccyx. Could you pass the truffle oil, you said. I said, yeah, no, definitely. You said, ooh, thanks. I said, yeah. No, don't worry about it. You got back to your book. It was Tamara Mellon's autobiography, In My Shoes, about the long and very difficult years she'd spent with all the shoes. I decided to break the ice with a little joke about two very small pigs sniffing around a forest at dawn. It was quite long and exposition heavy, but you got it, and we both just laughed uproariously. Oh, Tabitha! Just begun. Anyway, what followed was a series of very cool zeitgeisty dates to a bunch of highly relevant London eateries. Burger and lobster and honesty and, you know, all characterised by exposed brickwork, suspended filament lamps, abstract nouns and rather dangerous looking staff. Who might perhaps look quite nice naked. After a final bottle of Frascati, we ad-lead back to your apartment on Cheney Wharf, which is just left out of the Chelsea Arts Club. And what began as a fairly tepid, tentative, shy bout of lovemaking soon became something energetic, frenetic, and at least partially aquatic. Ah, Tabitha! Our love was unbemerishable. A double date, you suggested, with your friends Mary and Ulf. Ulf was a magnificent monolith of a man with exceedingly good taste and exemplarily well-cut knitwear and lines around his eyes as if he'd stared into tundra for far too long. Javelin throwing, you suggested, was always a sport you'd excelled at back at Cheltenham Ladies alongside compound interest and bear baiting. So off he set. Now, javelin throw is actually a fairly simple affair. All you need to do is just pick it up, give it a quick throw, watch it go through the air, see where it lands, then run and get it, then pick it up and come all the way back to where you started and repeat the whole process. Everything was going very well until Ulf shrieked, Mary cried to heaven, and I looked down and saw this bloody shaft emerging from my upper thigh. Just before searing white-hot pain engulfed the entirety of my body, I looked back and caught your eye. Oh, fuck, he said. I'm so sorry. Oh, Tabitha! Your javelins of love were just unavoidable. To make up for it, you had us winter in Val d'Isère. Let's get the chopper, you said, up to the avalanche zone. I said, yeah. When we got up to the top, you skied down with such extraordinary joie de vivre, shrieking curses and expletives at the top of your lungs in what I believe could have only been a mid-18th century Afrikaans. I tried to follow with similar panache, but I was very quickly covered by several layers of falling ice and snow. 4 days later, when Jean-Luc dug me out, three of us just totally laughed about it in the lobby. Oh, Tabitha, in your mountains of love, I was never perishable. One night, outside Bodo Schloss, you said you'd always just really wanted to grill steak open-topped in Africa. But there was a certain relevance to it as an activity you just couldn't quite put your finger on. So off we set to the Serengeti Plains. It all going very well, and as the last round of sangria was passed about and meaty aromas began to encircle themselves up into the air, the pride encircled us. They'd actually eaten most of Jonty before anyone really noticed what was going on. As a gesture of, I don't know what it was, poignancy, I just offered to sacrifice myself to the lions in order to buy you a little bit more time to escape. As they began to masticate and chew off my lower foot, I caught your eye. Oh, fuck, you said. I'm so sorry. But it was all rather lovely. Oh, Tabitha, our love was undiminishable. Even though the lions I was at a wall.
Yes.
Our love will never, never die.
Luke Courtier. Love
that
it.
Was me.
Tabitha, the name of
that
one.
That was me. That was back when we met.
I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that was from the Musical Comedy Awards 2015.
Yeah, man. That was an old song. And as you, I think you were there. You were even there in
that
audience.
I was. Because we were both performing it that way. We had the winners of this year's Musical Comedy Awards. UK Musical Comedy Awards, Four Femmes, and also Tamara Cowan, who's a dear friend of both
of
ours.
Amazing.
They all came in on my Friday show with Michael Payne, and they were the Four Femmes are brilliant.
They seem super cool. They seem super cool.
Please, if you're into musical comedy and funny songs and stuff like that, do look up the Four Femmes. And of course, you must look up Luke Courtier.
Oh, you must. You must.
I loved your show Lunch so much. And are you going to be doing it at Edinburgh as well?
Hey, man. Yeah, we're doing it at the Underbelly in Edinburgh on Cowgate. We're at Belly Laughs at 6:20 p.m. We're doing it next weekend, if I'm not too broken, at New Wimbledon Studios on the 6th and 7th of May.
Great, perfect.
And then we're doing a little bit 31st of May, Leicester Square Theatre with Lily Bevan and Trigvi Wakenshaw.
Perfect.
You can find me. I'm around.
Oh, man, that is so good. I'm big fan. I love you.
Yeah. I love you right back.
Well, I do have a little bit of a surprise coming up in 10 minutes as well.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Which was a song, actually, that you probably would have heard me do.
I did.
At the Musical Comedy Awards.
I did, and it's excellent.
It's a song called Wambulance.
Yeah.
It's about first world problems. And I've just had it. It's my debut single for my band because I perform with a full band, and it's just got it back from being mastered.
Man, I cannot wait to hear it.
I can see it. It's staring at me on the log of songs on the computer right now. I'm going to play it in the next 10 or 15 minutes.
I am so excited. Also, I quite like it. I like that, you know, you and I are men who have to deal with first world problems.
We do.
And I think it's fantastic. You've documented it so successfully in song form.
So that is not too far away at all. Hey, have you ever sent a text to someone or maybe you've received a text from someone who there's been some sort of maybe not even instant regret, but there's been regret afterwards. You're like, oh, I wish I had done that. Was it maybe a bit of a booty call?
I think I remember sending a text that said, you know, something along the lines of very specifically, ooh, spelled with three O's. Yes, I really want to sex you later on. And I sent it to someone I was doing some teaching for. And then I quickly sent a follow-up text going, oops, with three O's, terribly sorry, wrong person. To which she then replied, no worries, with one kiss. I put three kisses on the first.
Oh, no.
Oh, good.
There, there you go. I think...
Burn.
Burn. That is amazing. Do you know, because you hear a lot of it, like it's usually like a predictive text thing or something like that. There's been some sort of mistake. But I like the ones where it's like... you know, especially you know, if you have, like, generally they're going to be a booty call or something like that. It's a bit of a drunken text, and you're like, especially if you get shut down. You wake up next day, you're going, damn, I wish I could delete that. It's got, apparently you can.
Yeah.
Apparently there is an app, and you can actually delete those text messages.
No way. No way. Shoo. Give me the D-Lo. Give me the scoop.
Yeah, I am. This is pretty amazing. I mean, I've only just heard of this myself, and we were like having a bit of a laugh about it. But apparently, there's some people in Seattle. They've set up this app, and you can permanently delete a text message from your phone and any phone that you send it to as well. This is like a total game changer. Absolute game changer. So because I think, like, you can potentially do some quite damaging things when you're drunk. Like, even if it's not just a booty call, like, you might just be like, oh, hey, forget you. Hey, you're dumb and you've got a weird face. You. Oh, and then you wake up, oh, regret. I shouldn't have said that thing about the hair and the face.
I remember I had a text in from an old one came in saying, hi, Barry, have you got the numbers for tomorrow, Simon? And, you know, I got a bit drunk and I was like, oh, hey, Simon. No. of course I've got the numbers. What are your and I thought maybe I should delete my text to that.
Because the thing is as well is that if you send it and it could even be a predictive text or to the wrong person or something like that, and it could be like bang send. Oh no! What have I done?
Yeah.
So there could be that time of like instant right there, instant regret going quickly. I can now delete it.
Before
it even gets to them because my cousin she told me about a story. Someone she went to university with and they apparently were trying to get some drugs, right? Naughty. Yes. Had accidentally sent it to one of their parents. I think she might have sent it to her mum or something like that. Hey, man, just see if you could score for me or something like that. And the mum was like, I'm driving there right now. And apparently they were just like, oh, all hell broke loose. You know what I mean? Because her mum got it, but her mum got it the next day.
She'd
sent it quite late at night, apparently.
That's hilarious.
So this app could solve those problems. Young people out there trying to get drugs and asking their parents for it by mistake. This is your app.
Man, that's so cool. I didn't have conservative parents like that. My parents did things like, I remember they had some very Primrose Hill set friends round when I was growing up, and I remember they'd always sort of go, oh, yeah. And they had a little bag of what turned out thought was some weed in the bathroom cupboard. And I remember apparently one day they went and got it and they had their friends and lots of wine, and I was about six, so I didn't know what this and it turned out there wasn't weed, it was catnip. And so my parents are probably the only person's parents to have smoked a joint of catnip. So I just remember thinking,
and surely it would still be calming though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was kind of cool. I think the cat was like, Montgomery was losing his shit.
Because my flatmate Colette, she has, I really hope she's not listening right now. She does quite often listen to the show. But she was a little bit tippy. This is a few months ago. We have a cat. It's her cat.
Yeah.
And she was tippy and we're having a bit of a laugh about catnip. She's got a little spray. And then she's sitting on the couch and she was spraying some at the cat.
No.
And then I saw her just staring at it. About a foot away from her face, just staring at it. And I was like, No.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. And she's like, just staring at it. And I was like, I know you can hear me. Colette, put the catnip down. Put it down. She's like, ugh. You can see she uses her left hand to pull her right hand down back to the floor and put it down. Getting close, though. Getting very, very close.
I like the sound of her.
Hey, we would love to hear from you guys. Send us in any stories you've got. You know, if you have, a really terrible text message that you wish you could have had deleted? Maybe you were a little bit tipsy, or it was a predictive text fail, or maybe it's just a story you know of, or maybe someone sent a text to you and you were just like, again, I wish that was deleted from my memory. I really wish I never saw that.
Yeah.
Because it happens, man. People, like, you know, you might accidentally send... actually, my old co-host from Melbourne, when I used to do Brekkie Radio back in Melbourne, my old co-host, she just made a new friend. Because my old co-host was... she was from Big Brother, right?
Of course,
everyone in bloody radio is from Big Brother. She's amazing, though. I love her to death. Yeah. Stacey's her name. She's absolutely brilliant. But she just made friends with a person who was very famous in Australia, right? So they just literally met once or twice, decided they quite liked each other. You know, two women. You know, I think they're maybe 5 or 6 year age gap or something. And then Stacey had accidentally sent a nude pic instead to her boyfriend, because they both had the same first letter in their name.
Great.
Accidentally sent it to her, a full sexy nude pic. Yeah, that's how you make friends.
That's how you make friends. Good on Stacey.
I know, what a legend.
I love her.
What a legend.
So much better than receiving a text saying something like, Simon, I want to take you to a forest and see the moonlight shine upon your naked skin, which is not a text that I've ever had anything to do with.
Sure. Sounded like you did just come off the top of the dome pretty fast, my friend. Woo-hoo. I'd say it probably has come from
Bruce
somewhere.
Bruce,
gonna put it out there, man.
That came fly and that came quick.
Yes.
Any rotten text? I don't. It's like, you know, back in the day, you'd just pick up a dodgy message in a bottle, wouldn't you? You'd sort of be out at sea, sort of 1679, August, and you'd whack one out of the water.
Yep.
And go, oh look, hello, this is naughty. Saying something like, show us your willies, and there'd be a little sketch of a man with his willy out, and you go, oh, wrong boat. Yeah, no.
I can already see we've got a stack coming in. So we're going to get into those. There's some amazing stories. We could jump into it up next. We want to hear what's the worst text message you've sent or received that you wish that could just literally be deleted. And this we'll tell you more about this app as well, so you can actually delete it from now on. We'll get your stories up very, very soon. Tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. And here is another friend of mine, amazing lady, Anna Pancaldi, local lady, incredibly talented. This is Runaway.
The zombies of a shaking, heavy hearted, you're mistaken. I will live without him. Cause everybody tired, everybody busy, only got time to stop and stare. And everybody tired, everybody busy, you know, they're forgetting, they're forgetting. So run away, run away. Said run away like the rest. So follow it, follow it, follow away. For there has been so much loss. And we don't need this, we don't need this, we don't need this, no. So run away, run away, run away. Passers by gaze a while and then fall to inside. They have chosen. Zombies over shaking, heavy hearted, you're mistaken. I will live without him. Cause everybody tired, everybody busy, only got time to stop and stare. And everybody tired, everybody busy, you know, they're forgetting, they're forgetting. So run away, run away, run away. I said run away. Everybody tired, everybody busy, only got time to stop and stare. And everybody tired, everybody busy, you know, they're forgetting, so run away, run away, run away. I said run.
Oh, that is the amazing Anna Pancaldi, a lovely lady, friend of mine. Runaway, the name of that one. She's got a new EP
She's
out. Please
awesome.
Go and check it out.
That is such a good song.
She is amazing.
Yeah.
Please do look her up. She literally is local, East London, and just absolutely brilliant. And you're on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke with you, and we are talking bad texts that you wish could be deleted. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. There is an app. There's an app that you can actually helps you to delete messages that you sent from your phone and from the person's phone that you sent it to. This is just genius.
I mean, I'll tell you who might need that. Who might need that? It's Kelly right here who's just tweeted. It's only Kelly who's just tweeted. Kelly Syntax. I texted a guy that I worked with that I fancied him quite a lot. It is now awkward every single day.
Oh, yes.
I remember that. I remember when I got that text. I said, oh, Kelly, stop it. Stop it. And I just give her these loving eyes and she just don't. Go and give it back.
No.
And so I get back to work at the tree surgery. Someone's got to do it.
I love you. doing plays about baby cactuses, working in a tree
man,
surgeon.
You know, my life is culturally rich.
It really is, isn't it? It really is. Oh, that is amazing. That is very, very awkward, though. I've actually had that before where I've been a bit chippy and, like, you know, and sent a message to someone at work going, hey, what are you doing? Look, I've never said anything, but you're pretty sexy. Do you want to come out and meet me for a drink? No, I'm fine.
Dude, this
damn
is.
Damn it.
No, I'm fine. That's such a burn. We got a great one here from Tom. My mum texted me a very flirty text to the family's WhatsApp group instead of to my dad.
Oh,
I wish I never saw that.
Scarring.
Oh, Tom.
Absolutely scarring.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah, that
is a bit. I'm so sorry. I wish I could buy you a herbal tea and give you a hug.
I think you need a little bit more than that. You might need a Valium some serious horse tranquilizer. Oh, no, don't have ketamine. That's a bad idea.
No, that might be rough.
That's a bad idea.
Some seriously colourful visuals. we've got this other one. We've got this one. Why are there two Kellys? We've got Kelly number two.
Yeah.
Different kind of Kelly. I once accidentally sent an abusive text to a PR... I don't know why she's texting. A PR client when I was meant to send it to my asshole boyfriend. I called him every name under the sun. Then as soon as I sent it, I knew it was a mistake.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Kelly.
See, that's exactly what this app is for.
Yeah. She can pull it back.
Apparently it's called Strings. I do believe it's called Strings. So you can actually go and have a look. Look it up online. It sounds like it's going to be pretty handy.
Can you imagine, Kelly says, you're such a horrid, awful, horrid PR client.
Yes.
Yeah. Dark. We got a Becca. Who seems nice. She seems really chilled out. I got drunk and got very confident. I sent a topless Snapchat to who I thought was my boyfriend. Turns out it was just a guy in my uni class. He then sent me one of his crotch and things got misconstrued. Where are you going to university? What's going on? That's not what university is for. Becca!
It certainly is. It certainly is.
I don't know where you go to university, but where I go to university.
I went to a less formal school. It's called life.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Are you not listening to lectures on anthropology instead of sending each other these pictures of naked parts of your body?
Oh, that would be bad.
That would be
and
so
especially
bad.
Then he sent one back. He's like, oh my
he
god,
like,
oh god.
What should I do? Lads, quick one. Quick FYI. Just received a topless picture. Obviously, do I send the one of the crotch or the upper arm? Crotch, upper arm, crotch.
I know,
okay,
crotch. Well, your bicep or penis.
I still don't understand. I tend not to send sort of naked pictures of myself around to sort of the milieu. I just try and wear. I don't know, what do you do?
Done quite a few.
Have you?
I've done a lot because, and it's never been like unwanted ones. It's always been like, what, you know, someone that I've been dating or seeing. Hey, sexy thing. The trick is never show your face.
Right.
Never ever show, no matter, just in case, because you know, you might get it down the track or something might.
What are you supposed to do when you receive a naked selfie? Because no one's ever sent me one.
We've got a song. When we come back, Luke is going to have several naked photos.
I mean, are you supposed to become aroused, or do you send a text saying, oh, thank you ever so much? That was really lovely.
I think you just be polite.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, you just be polite.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You just go, thanks. You give, like, you know, really, really smiley emoji.
Palm tree emoji,
with, like,
cactus emoji,
kiss, love heart, and definitely cactus emoji.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Oh man, do you know what? That's so cool. I learned that now.
Thank God.
We've got a couple more of these coming in.
Stacks, yeah.
Well, look, Diane. Oh, hey, Diane. Oh, hey, Luke. She didn't actually. I didn't. My dad always accidentally sends me texts meant for his girlfriends. One that say "night night, sexy," and it ruins my life. Look at who you're texting, says Diane in capital letters. I love the sound of her dad for a sort of carry on feel.
Oh.
Night night, sexy.
Oh, God. Okay, you're banned. You're banned from doing that voice.
I can't do that.
You're banned from doing that voice ever again. We got a stack more coming in. We'll jump into those in a sec as well. If you want to get any more, tweet in at Fubar Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. All right, here it is. I'm going to play it.
Yes!
This is Wambulance. This is my debut single with my band.
So excited.
It's called Hugh Joseph and the Immoral Support Band. And all the music was recorded actually in the studio in Melbourne from a band called Hiatus Coyote, who are absolutely amazing. Big shout out to them. They just won a Grammy, kind of massive. So this was like with their crew over there, and then it was recorded. Everything was vocals and stuff were recorded over here with the Last Skeptic. So shouts to him. Shouts to Bantism that gave me backing vocals. Shouts to this John Astley, who's got credits like Eric Clapton and incredible names who mastered it and looked after it. And
this is massive.
I hope everyone enjoys it. This is the first time I've ever played it to anyone. I wanted to share it with you, Luke, and our dear friends of the Tuesday Roundup.
Privilege.
Here you go. This is Ambulance by Bloody Me.
So much hardship on this planet. People are starving. There's civil wars. There's human atrocities. But what about the rich people in first world countries that wake up feeling a little bit shitty sometimes and don't know why? No one thinks about them until now. She was upper class, young, living the life. Everything was going wrong, obviously. She woke up feeling mad today, not sure what's going on. The toaster broke, so she's grilling her bread. Can't believe it takes so long. She gives up and decides instead, I'm gonna eat some Valium. Her parents worked hard to give her lots, and now she reaps the benefits. But sometimes that's too hard to see, and she just wants to crack the sheets. I think that someone needs a wham.
The emergency service, when you need a bit of a cry.
I think that someone needs a wambulance. Cause first world problems get too much sometimes. She called for rescue, but got bad news. They said, I'm sorry, we can't help. No, we can't, she said. But I'm having a really shitty day. There must be someone else. You know she's got tough life decisions that just have to be made. Like where to go for the holidays, overseas or the country estate.
I just don't know.
She can't find a bag to match her dress, and her boyfriend's 10 minutes late. All these stresses accumulate, there's only so much she can take. Her friends tell her everything will be fine, it's just a passing phase. But she's too mad to go to Pilates, she just can't concentrate. I think that someone needs a way.
I'll get a soy latte, please. What do you mean you don't have soy milk?
I think that someone needs a ambulance.
So I've got to have espresso. It's the worst day of my life.
And when they picked her up, she said, can you stop at the drive-thru, please, guys? She wants to get an unhappy meal with extra large fries.
Fries.
Man, I totally get it. I mean, sure, there's people out there in third world countries struggling to survive, blah, blah, blah. But what about me? What about when I'm going to meet someone for food at a restaurant, but I can't find a place because my internet's not connecting, so my Google Maps aren't working? I'm walking around in circles. I'm starving. I haven't eaten since my afternoon snack. Now I'm really hungry. That's hell. That's real pain. She needs a ambulance because she feels sorry for herself. But there's a bigger picture here. She had put it on the shelf. She needs a
there you go. That was my debut single called Wambulance.
Man, that was great. That.
Did you like
I'll
it?
I'll have some of that.
Do you like it?
I'll have some of that on some sourdough with some avocado and some quail egg. That was wicked, man. Well, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Oh, man, that means a lot to
I
me.
Saw that acoustically back in the day, back in 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. I really, really, really appreciate that.
Great.
It did take ages today just because it was like back and forth between here and Melbourne, back and forth.
Nailed it.
Absolutely. Finally done.
Get it out.
Oh, thanks, Luke.
Chuck it out.
I like you.
Drive around in your Mitsubishi and deliver it.
Yeah. We got the band. It's called Hugh Joseph and the Immoral Support Band. We have a ton of shows coming up. If anyone wants to check it out, you can go to the website, which is, I can't believe I'm plugging my own stuff. This feels really weird. It's the www.hughjoseph.com.au. And all the gig dates are up there.
Nice.
And you can hear a little sneak preview of that as well. All right, drunk texts. You can tweet us at Fubar Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. We want to know drunk or just in any kind of text that you've just really, really regretted and you wish that you could have deleted. There is a new app at school. Well, I don't know how new it is, actually. I think it might be. I've only just discovered it myself. But it's called Strings. And basically, you can. It's a new app. It's an app that you can delete messages that you've sent from your phone and delete it from the other person's phone as well. So we're getting some amazing stories in here.
Love this. This is brilliant. And we've got a few more. We've got a few more coming in here.
Let's hit some. Let's hit some.
Beautiful.
The one I've got is I've got texts I wish I deleted. I prefer you to your sister, who I was dating at the time. Says Paul Clark, who signed it off very neatly there, I have to say.
He did.
He didn't say Paul. He said Paul Clark. I slightly wanted him to say regards, Paul Clark.
Yeah, warm regards.
Warm regards.
It just makes me feel like, I don't like warm regards. It just makes me, I don't know, for some reason in my mind, it just paints a picture of someone weeing their pants.
Warm regards. Warm regards. I quite admire Paul's ambition here, though.
I would not, good on him, though. Not many people leave their whole name. Their first and their surname. Many people do that, but he's done something. He's like, I was a prick, and here's my name.
Tell you what, guys, I was up to some japes. This is who I am.
Yeah, 100%.
I am Paul Clark.
Oh, good on him. Bless his heart. We got another one here from Greg. He says, I took a dick pic and sent it to my mate instead of the girl I was dating. I was like, boo! Oh, my days. As soon as it was sent. That's... Exactly. Like, this is one for instant regret.
Ooh, Greg. Because
there might be... I mean, Greg's mate might not get that text for, like, 10 or 15 minutes, and then just quickly delete.
I do worry about all these people who are sending pictures of their willies back and forth. I'm terrified about it. I mean, what about writing a letter? You know, what about writing a naughty letter, being like, my willy is big and large and fantastic?
Oh, you are old-fashioned.
That's what I'd send. And then you'd have another one saying, my boobs
Luke,
are nice
do you have
too.
Any idea how many Snapchats it would take for these people to post a whole handwritten letter?
Oh, man. So many.
They might write that letter, but they're still going to find a way of Snapchatting it, man.
Just take out the Mont Blanc, get to the writing desk.
Oh, God.
This is the last one here. We'll wrap this up now. This is with Hannah. She's tweeted saying, I once got very drunk at the text guy. I fancied a string of texts basically asking him to sex me, please. I never heard from him after that. This app sounds amazing. Please. I hate drunk me.
I remember those texts. I remember them. I remember sex me, please. I actually nearly sent one back saying, oh, no, yeah, absolutely. Whereabouts are you? I am just south of the river, so feeling a bit dangerous. But yeah, she didn't reply, actually. Didn't reply.
Hey, we're not too far away now from Illegalize It too. We give you a chance to ban whatever you want banned this week. You can let us know. Tweet at Fubar Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. And that'll be coming up in around about 15 minutes. But Luke Courtier, we're not far away from you doing a very, very special song for us.
I'm
going to
do a little song. I'll do a little song.
Oh, I can't wait. All right. Well, we're gonna go to a song now. And then when we come back, I think we're going to get you all sorted to do something live in the studio.
Let's do it.
Cannot wait.
Let's do it.
Woo! Couple of guys here just hanging out. Huey Joe and Lukey Co. on Fubar for the Tuesday round. What?
Baby, I've been missing you every day. But a bad man don't we. And I can't wait to see your face. I'm going to give you that tingle. Tingle, that tingle. Baby, I'm going to give you that tingle. Tingle, that tingle. Yali, I'm going to give you that tingle. Tingle, that tingle. Baby, I'm going to give you that tingle. Tingle, that tingle.
I can feel when I want, I feel when I want.
soldier. When you wanna be told, nobody be older. Shit. Oh Lord, I need to slow down. Mm-hmm. You're killing my mind and my body, my soul and my all. Baby, say what till you want. Making me, making me, making me, making me want.
Baby, that you know, you know, that you know. Baby, I gon' give you that you know. Really tryna get in the way. She want Versace, Versace, Versace. I pull on her body. First you get the power, then you get respect, and then you get the money. But I'ma spend it like Scarface. I'ma buy a big house in a far place. I'ma dash 10 bags at a Cupid, so I can give every single girl heartache. Yeah, I've been in love before. Yeah, I've been bummed before. The sun don't shine, I'm too ahead of thunderbolt. That's why the lions do turn into carnivores. Kill or be killed, I ain't tryna be a dinosaur. No way.
Baby, I gon' give you that, you know. You know, that you know. Yali, I gon' give you that, you know. You know, that you know. Baby, I gon' give you that, you know. You know, that you know.
So that's Tingo there, the name of that one. That's by Fuse, ODG, Joey B, and Rex 32. On FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and the legend, good mate of mine, Luke Courtier, filling in for Doc Brown. And we are having a lovely old day, aren't we?
We are having a lovely old day.
Just us guys hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Do you know what we do when we hang out, which we don't do enough? We've been complaining, we've been whinging about that, but we are going to hang out tonight, which is nice.
Man. Yeah, man.
But we like to hang out and play a couple of cheeky songs.
We like to play some cheeky songs.
Just every now and then.
Yeah.
And I do love that you brought in your guitar.
I thought I'd bring it.
And now you were about to bring it again. Double deuce, double backing up of bringing.
I'm going to bring it. I'm going to play a little song. Kind of goes like this. My name's Paul, and I'm a white walker. And all the guys from back home go, "Hey, Paul, what's beyond the wall?" And I go, "Oh, I haven't asked." Partly because my vocal cords were torn out by a pack of ferociously hungry dire wolves when I lay bleeding out, suffering a vicious, violent death on the ice back in last March. And also because, I sort of just don't think it's that polite. Like, none of the guys, sort of the other guys, are very, very chatty. What are my best attributes? I've got a good sense of humour. I like live music. I'm partially decomposed. But I seem to have acquired the upper body strength of a fearsome bison, and I have these shimmering, unnatural blue eyes, which I think chicks dig it. You'd be surprised. What am I afraid of? That's quite a personal question. Global warming, I think. That's a bit of worry. Don't like dragon glass, don't know why. And I'm going to add, actually, solitude. Being alone. What do I
What do I look for in a partner? Well, you know, I think someone who really likes long walks and tundra. And my schedule's quite erratic, actually. I spend most of the year suspended in a sort of partial state between flickering life and a necromantic undeath below several feet of snow. So, and then every now and again I get the summons and, you know, I grab my spear of icy death and up I get and I sort of try and murder anyone who's sort of nearby. So I kind of, you know, anyone who I could maybe share that with. You know, should I say, I don't know, love, I think I'm, love is maybe what I'm looking for.
Luke Courtier, you've just, that is exactly what a White Walker would think, surely.
It's what they think, right?
Surely what they would think.
It's what they think.
Oh, that was amazing.
I think it's what they think.
I love that so much. Luke Courtier.
I think it's what they think.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, I'm just going to take a shot in the dark here. You watched season 6, episode 1 of Game of Thrones last night.
I watched a bit of it. I just got so obsessed with the White Walkers in that last episode of season 5 when Jon Snow's there and he's like, guys, this is getting really real. Like, this is definitely a problem. And the king of the White Walkers is just this terrifying guy. And their blue eyes, and they're so hardcore.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, something's going to go wrong.
Definitely.
And then I was like, well, what does that little one in the back of the frame over there think? That's what he thinks.
That's
what he thinks.
Oh, that is so amazing. Oh, you're such a legend, mate. I love you to death. Coming up next, we've got a legaliser. Get your tweets in at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. We want to know what you want banned this week. Could be anything at all. We filmed that, by the way, Luke, so we will pop that up in the next couple of hours.
Great.
Up on our Facebook. Make sure you go to the Facebook and like that as well. It's the FUBAR Radio Facebook.
Absolutely.
Up next, legalise it.
FUBAR Radio presents
Joey Page.
He's a classic alien that everybody loves.
Yeah.
E.T.
E.T.
Yeah?
Mm. All right. Versus, ready for it, Joey?
Yeah.
Another celluloid hero.
Wow.
King Kong.
Wow. I mean,
that's a massive. That should have been a fight.
In a fight, he would absolutely batter him.
No, you say that because E.T. could go, get his little glowy finger out.
You love King Kong.
Yeah.
Do you know whose favourite film King Kong is?
Oh.
Hitler's.
E.T.'s going through. Good stuff.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page,
from 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
loving that. By a very, very famous Australian producer, Flume. And pretty interesting name. I'm going to give you a guess what the name of that song was, Luke Courtier, who's joining me on the Tuesday Roundup on FUBAR right here, filling in for Doc Brown. It's two words, the name of that song. The first word is wall. I'll give you three guesses. Wall. If you can get it right, wall. I will give you... How much money is in my pocket right now? £20.
Okay. The first word's wall.
But if you get it wrong, you owe me 50.
Oh, damn it. That's a hard... You drive a hard bargain, you.
No, you don't owe me anything. But if you get it right, I will give you this £20 right now.
The first word is wall.
Yeah. Did you look on the computer, by the way?
No, I didn't.
You promise?
Yeah, I promise.
Because this is a legitimate challenge.
I'm going to say wall flower.
No.
It's my first guess. Wall spider is my second guess.
Damn, that was it.
Was that it?
You bastard.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, just kidding. It was wrong.
Oh, damn it.
Yep.
What about guess. My final guess?
Wait. Nope, that was the wrong sound effect. I thought it was a drum roll, but it wasn't.
No. My final guess.
Wait.
Ready? Get your sound effect.
For £20.
My final guess is war loving, as in give me some of that war loving, and I'll see you in a minute.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was actually wall fuck.
Oh, was it?
So, I don't know.
I didn't know I could swear on FUBAR Radio.
You can.
I was close. Loving is a synonym for fuck.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to give you the 20 because you weren't actually right, but you were so close.
I was so close.
That I'm going to buy you a pint.
Yeah. I'll have that.
Should we do that?
I'll have that. Yeah.
Let's do
that. I'll tell you that. I'm so pleased. War loving.
Chris.
Give me some of that. War loving. I imagine
I think
Paul
he knew.
Clark,
I
when
think
he texted knew. His sister, yeah. his friend, should have said, give me some of that war loving, baby.
Mm.
And I'll see you in a minute. Oh, yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't do that. Those noises.
Yeah.
Hey, and now some pretty exciting personal news for you.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Normally, when we go and when we have artists in and stuff, we go, hey, some exciting news, and they go, oh yeah, well, I've just signed a publishing deal and it's great, and now I'm doing a cafe tour of these. But no, this is some very exciting personal news.
Very exciting news.
Huge.
I'm moving in with my girlfriend. I cannot wait. I am so excited.
Does she know?
Yeah.
She's aware as well.
She's aware.
Oh, even better.
I love it. Yeah,
even
no, it
better.
Was a plan of my own. Yeah. I was like, hey, I'm just not going from your place.
Yeah.
I've got three toothbrushes. I got that Arm & Hammer toothpaste. I got my truffle oil there. I got my series of little screwdrivers from Muji that I never use.
Yeah.
But they're in your cupboard.
It was
a mounting campaign of moving in. Yeah, man. I'm so excited.
That is brilliant.
It's so exciting.
So is it because you guys, because you've been together for a few years now.
For years
how long?
And years. 5 years.
5 years?
Five years.
Oh, you've definitely waited.
You know how London works. You're so easy to just move in into a tiny little space.
Yeah.
And we've just been going, there's your house, there's my house. Bum, 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 mm. bum. And now we're like, you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Where are you both living at the moment?
We are both living. She's in Battersea. I'm in Shepherd's Bush.
I don't know where Battersea is. Sorry. How far away is that from
That's
Shebu?
About half an hour.
Oh, so not
pretty
too
chill,
bad.
Yeah, pretty chilled out.
Whose house do you stay at more often?
Pretty chilled out. Ooh, we kind of split 50-50.
Dude, oh my gosh.
We split 50-50.
Do you split everything 50-50?
We split that 50-50, and then we just, sometimes someone goes, yeah, let's do this. This is my fun thing. This is my supper. I'm going to sort this one out.
Oh.
And sometimes the other one goes, hey, this is my fun thing. Let's go and play some mini golf over there.
Oh.
And then that person sorts that out.
Oh.
It's cool, man. It's cool. It's nice.
Oh. That is really, really nice. So where are you moving to? Tell me, have you already found the house?
No, we haven't yet. We're looking northeast London. We're looking like Tufnell Park, Dartmouth Park.
Oh.
We're going to check out some northeast.
Beautiful.
We got some pals up there.
I'm thinking of moving back over towards sort of Camden Way, where I was before I moved to East London. Would that be close? Would we be neighbours?
That would be close. We would be close. There's a great place for a late night Aperol Spritz that we could hit.
Woof.
We could hit.
Woof.
Some green olives.
Oh.
Some sourdough.
Oh.
Some basil oil.
Oh
yeah.
Just us guys. It's hanging out, eating olives, drinking spritz, apple spritz.
Hey, Hugh.
Hey, have you ever lived with a girlfriend before?
No.
Oh.
No.
Is there any trepidation at all?
No.
Not a little bit.
How many? Do you know what? I've been working on getting. I've been working on getting more organised. Because at the moment, I go back and I go, you know what? I'm just going to throw my camel pea coat over there, and I'm going to take off my suede and just hurl it over there, and I'm going to take off my excellent beaut All Saints t-shirt and hurl it over there, and I'm going to undress out of these acne jeans and hurl them over there. I'm doing a little dance. I'm doing a physical dance while I'm saying this as well. So what I've learned is I've just got to be a bit more organised. I've just got to pull up.
Yeah,
you know, you've got to pull up. You've got to be ready.
How are you guys like? You know, what's the relationship like when you stay at her house and then she stays at your house? Like, how you obviously get along well enough? You're like, oh, let's just. But is there any or anything? Like, she's like, Luke, you've left socks in the corner of the room that I've asked you not to twice today.
No, because I don't go out with someone who tries to be my mother.
He's got his big boy pants on.
I got my big boy pants on.
About big boys?
Oh yeah, I don't have no mummy issues.
You ain't kissing
my boo. I don't have no conversations like that.
You ain't kissing my boo boos when I fall over and scratch my knee, babe.
No, I fall over.
I kiss my own boo boos.
I fall over, I scratch my knee. She's like, oh, that's cool. Whatever.
Blood turns me on. Let's kiss.
Let's kiss.
No, that's weird.
Where's the broadsword? There's a great civil war reenactment in Slough this weekend. Let's get in the Mitsubishi and off we go.
Is there anything? I mean, I've lived with several girlfriends before, and as I said, I was engaged. The last one I lived with, I was engaged to, and we lived together in a one bedroom flat for about a year. And then we lived together before that, actually, as well. So all up, we lived for probably 2 years together. Even longer. We were in 3 years altogether we lived together. Is there anything you'd like to know?
Anything I'd like to know?
Is there any? Can I help you out as a friend? Is there
one, I suppose, I'm very impressed that when you say girlfriends, you pluralise. But there have been many. I think that requires a great amount of focus and concentration. Where do you keep your special socks?
Special socks?
Yeah, in a situation like that.
I don't know, because do you know what? I do have mummy issues, and I only go out with girls that do everything for me. I don't know where the bloody socks are kept on my feet. They're either on my feet or they're I don't give a shit. No.
Where do you keep your Paddy scuba diving license so it doesn't get lost?
Yeah, that is actually a good one. There's actually a special Velcro clip that you can get for my for your cargo pants, for the truffle oil the chorizo pants.
I love me some cargo.
I think I've been a pretty good partner to live with, because I am not OCD, but I'm a Virgo, so I'm organised and I'm clean. And I think living with girlfriends, they really appreciate that. So I think that's the biggest thing, isn't it? Because it's definitely a big step up from being in a shared flatmate environment to then living with someone. The thing is that if you just sort of don't take the piss, that you are actually in someone else's. You know, you've got to compromise this space together. Yeah. And as long as you're always aware of that, you kind of can't really go wrong. And you know what? And you have such a nice time, because there is nothing better than somebody that you really love or you really like. I'm not going to you've been together for 5 years. I'm going to assume you probably love each other. Shot in the dark.
Yeah, man.
There's nothing more fun than finding a crib together and then going and doing, oh, let's go flat pack shopping.
I cannot wait.
Make a little cat photo montage on the wall.
I cannot wait. Little
you're gonna
shrine.
You're going to have the best time in Montgomery.
I cannot wait.
We haven't chatted down over an hour. I feel terrible about that. Dedication show gone bad.
It's going to be great.
You are. You're going to have an absolute ball. Congratulations, man.
Thanks, man.
All right. Let's go to a song real fast, and then coming up next, Illegalize It. Tweet at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. We want to know, what do you want banned this week? This is your opportunity to vent. What is getting you vexed, people? We're British. I am. I have an Australian accent, but I'm British as well.
Precisely.
And we like to vent.
I've got some in me, Hugh.
Good. We're all going to vent together. That's coming up right after Adrian Coca. No Angel, the name of this one on FUBAR.
Never been no angel, Novocaine to help me ease the pain. Broken wings, they never feel the same.
They never feel the same, best believe it.
They tell you set it free, and if it's meant to be,
if it's meant to be, it's coming back.
Another nigga slaving to master his destiny. Yeah, cause even though the prophets stay low, even when they block the vision, I go blind. Even when the sycophants say no, even when they try to eclipse the boy, I still shine. Even when the pace is slow, we still moving. Even when we lose control, we gon' find. Young nigga wear the scars until my last hurrah. I pay him no regard on my mind.
When I can't feel nothing, only God knows we've been out of love. Trying to make this something before we fall.
No angel, but I'm learning to be.
Yeah.
Living this purgatory.
Oh, yeah.
So even when I make changes, all you gon' see is a brand new version of me. Half of us, we emerge from debris.
No,
the other half, we try to be free. And for the bread, I see niggas get wrapped round the head. I ain't talking about a turban, my G, oh yes. I wear my best Sundays for the word. Tell them again how you get what's deserved. Tell them again how we stood on the corners. Tell them again that you can't stop me with the last four words. Yeah, my motion is forwards. Trying to be Big Macs, we don't take orders. What they got for us, niggas only rap sell crack or be ballers on my mind.
When I can't feel nothing, only God knows we've been out of love. Trying to make this something before we fall.
Lady and Coke of that one. No Angel, the name of that one on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph and Luke Courtier, who is filling in for Doc Brown, who is off filming again. He's a bloody superstar,
good
that guy.
Man.
Bloody superstar. We did just play my first ever single, Wambulance, perform. We got a tweet from Stephen Henry saying a hashtag Wambulance for a hashtag we, hashtag Wabbit, hashtag woman seeking, hashtag womance in hashtag Wigan.
Does he work in digital marketing?
I think he might.
I think he is a digital native and he's up to speed.
Blimey. Good on you, mate. Good on you, mate.
Good.
Thanks for reaching out.
You.
All right, here we go. Let's jump into it. Giving you the chance to ban whatever you want, whatever's getting you vexed, this is your opportunity to vent. Luke Courtier, let's start with you. What would you like banned?
Do you know what I want to ban? I want to ban red chinos. I want to ban green chinos.
All right, you don't have to celebrate, mate. Come on, just pick one.
I want to ban... Do you know? No, what is it? I want to ban... Oh, I do it. You know when you sign off on an email and you say best and then you just say the first letter of your name? I always sign off. I always go, best L. And I want to ban it because it makes me feel
love
sick inside.
It does look like you're going love.
Best L.
Best
you
L.
Could do best H. It's so nouveau cool.
No.
Nouveau cool.
Yep.
Cool nouveau might need to be banned. I think.
Gone. Done. Banned.
Oh, man. Ordering pizza from the Hay Festival. We can't do that, can we? We got to ban that.
No, 100%. 100%. We've had a few tweets coming in as well.
Let's
keep worrying. Tweet at FUBAR Radio. We've still got a few minutes. We've still got 10 minutes left of the show. Tweet at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. What do you want banned this week?
We got Justin. He goes, please, can we ban people who are spoiling Game of Thrones? I've not seen it yet.
Absolutely. I think that's really, really cruel. In fact, I haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it myself yet because I just got rid of Now TV.
I had Netflix, and then I was like, too much stuff. So I regret it. I now regret it because I want to go well with Sky Atlantic. I need something like that. But there was people on bloody, like, there was some like news thingy on Twitter yesterday posting, oh, well, that's the end of blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, man,
dude,
how can you do that?
I know what happens because I picked up the Metro newspaper. And there it was on the front page. They were like, oh, by the way, guess what happened in Game of Thrones? All of this. And I was like, guys, thank you. Like, you could have been like, at least turn to the second page
if you don't want to see it.
It's
only the biggest TV show ever. I think biggest series, massive. Should not spoil it. It's not right. I'm with you, Justin. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm with Justin too. Sarah goes, can we ban Stephen King's It? My boyfriend made me watch it the other day, scared the crap out of me. Ban it.
Gone. Absolutely, we can. I haven't seen it. Isn't it from the movie It, though, that a lot of people develop the fear of clowns?
Yeah, that might be the one. That might be the one.
Is that it?
That might be the one. The only scary movie I watched was The Babadook.
Oh, that is scary.
Man, you guys can make some scary movies.
That's super scary. That's terrifying, that one. If you haven't seen it, it's about a little kid in a book. And then a scary thing.
That's
all we're going to tell you. We don't spoil it.
I was like, it got 5 stars in The Guardian. I've got to watch it. And then afterwards, I was like,
That's what it does. Really, really creepy.
Go on. Andy goes, I want to ban people that instead of saying lol or haha over text, they say hee hee or hee hee. No one does this in real life. And if they do, they should take a long, hard look at their lives. You say it, Andy.
Banned. How's this? I was in Spain on holidays a couple of weeks ago, and one of my friends who's, because I went to Palma, Mallorca, and my friend that's from Palma, grew up in blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I texted her going, hey, we're going to go out for drinks later, da, 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 and she's like, oh, I can't come, I've got such a bad hangover from last night, and I was like, I was like, is this like some typo or something like that? But apparently, no, in Spain, apparently that's how they go. I don't know why I'm whispering. I just felt like it was appropriate.
I assumed it was going jar, as in I've just drunk jars and jars of fino. I didn't know
what she was saying.
No.
But I don't want to ban it.
I don't want to ban it.
It did make me think of Jar Jar Binks, which made me a bit angry.
All that
made me a little bit angry.
Yeah, I didn't like the level of appropriation that was going on with Jar Jar Binks.
But it was definitely different because, I think Andy does have a point. There is, I saw a really, really funny, just a really, really funny Vine video the other day. And it was a guy who he basically gets a text message like of someone trying to be funny, and they're just like, he's got this look on his face of just like, shoot me now.
Yeah.
And then he texts back, cry, laugh. And I was like, oh my God, that happens so often. It's such an easy thing to go to now. Someone sends you something and you don't want to like reply,
but you
need to acknowledge it. And you just go, cry, laugh. And they think, smacked it out the park.
Nailed it.
To be alive.
To smell the grass.
Woo!
Yeah, man. Oh yeah.
So I think it's got a point. What do you like with your emoji game? I've only just pretty recently started going with emojis.
I started doing like cactus emojis after this play. I got quite into that. Like I just work them on everything now. What else? Like a friend of mine used to send like dancing women and glasses of champagne emojis.
Right.
Which I thought was cool. I tried to do it. I was like, it's pretty, you know, cool nouveau. And then, but we should be banned. And then, what else? I can't really do them, man. I'm trying to get up on my digital emoji game, but it's lacking. I just try and do it with words.
I'm really sorry. Can you hear some weird rumbling sound? Oh, it was a motorbike.
Are they coming for us?
I really thought so. I thought I was having a stroke or something.
No,
I could smell almonds. I just had some. So I thought maybe.
It was an actual rumbling sound.
Or is it smelling toast?
It's like that poem about when they come for. First, they came for those people, and I didn't do anything. And then they came for the other people, and I didn't do anything. And then they came for me, and no.
Oh,
was the gist.
Yeah, that was the gist. anyway, look, that's pretty much the end of the show now. That's it. Luke Courtier, we've got enough time to let's plug all your business. Now, this play, is it finished or is it still running?
Yeah, play was a one-off for the Miniaturist at the Arcola. It was written by my friend Camilla Whitehill, who's amazing.
Yep.
And is worth catching with her play Mr. Incredible Life in Edinburgh. My show's coming up, New Wimbledon Studios at Illuminate Festival, 6th and 7th of May. You can find me at the Hear No Evil Festival in London Fields Brewery on the 29th.
Brilliant.
Leicester Square Theatre on the 31st.
Brilliant.
And then you'll catch me in Edinburgh.
Yes.
At the Underbelly, 3rd to 28th of August.
I'll be there 6:20 p.m.
Luke Courtier, I love you. Let's go and have a pint and celebrate. Man, let's go and celebrate us. Thank you so much for filling in today. You've been an absolute gem.
My pleasure.
And please go onto the FUBAR Facebook and you can see Luke's whose song there, about hilarious song about White Walkers as well. And I'll catch you on Friday, and then we'll also for 1 till 4 for the Friday social, and then also we'll be back next Tuesday.
Awesome.
Have a lovely week. Gonna leave you some Prince. Rest in peace. Rest in Prince. As a matter of fact, Hardest Ian Needle taking over up next. Have a wonderful week. This is Musicology.
Heard about the party now, just east of Harlem. Dougie gonna be there, but you got to call him. Even the soldiers need a break sometime. Listen to the groove, y'all. Let it unwind your mind. No intoxication, let's see what I see. Dancing hot and sweaty, right in front of me,
in front of me.
Oh, call it what you like, I'm a woman I be. This is just another one of God's gifts, musicology. Got to keep the party moving, like I told you. Keep the old school joint, for the two funk soldiers. Musicology. Wait a minute, babe. Wish I had a dollar for every time you say. Don't you miss the feeling music gave you back in the day? Let's groove, September. Earth, wind, and fire. Hot pants by James. Slides don't make you higher. Minor keys and drums. Make a rubber skate jam. Take your pick, turntable, or a band. Lord, if it ain't Chuck D, Jam Master, they know what they losing. Cause we got a PhD in advance, body moving. Bang! Keep the body moving, just like I told you. Kick the old school joint for the true funk soldiers. Musicology. Alright. Hold it down, band. Records.